Title of our lesson today is Thy Word is Truth. And you want to turn to John chapter 1 and also John chapter 17. Let me start by saying the truth is the truth, even if no one believes it. And a lie is a lie, even if everyone believes it. From Psalm 119:89, Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Again in verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you would, John chapter 1, we'll begin reading at verse 1. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the opportunity to once again share with these that are watching thy word. And Lord, as we talk about truth, Lord, we realize how important it is that we realize that our Lord is truth. Lord, we thank you again for your love, your salvation, your grace. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. If you would now turn to John chapter 17. John chapter 17, and in a moment we'll begin reading at verse 14. Truth is something that oftentimes is ignored. Oftentimes, if you don't like truth, you change it or you deny it. And that's what we see in the evolutionary thinking, in humanism, with abortion and with so many immorality issues of our day, is we don't like the truth, so we will change it. And the fact is that truth is always going to be true, no matter if no one believes it. John chapter 17, beginning at verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Thank God he even is praying for us who have come since he lived. Point number one, the truth declared. The truth declared. Galatians chapter 1, if you would, please. And we have a number of scriptures, references to where we'll be going, and we hope you'll turn there with us. But Galatians chapter 1, and we'll begin reading at verse 11, the truth declared. And Paul, speaking here to this body of believers, says in verse 11, "But I certify you, brethren, that the grace which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens." The truth declared. Paul said that I might preach him among the heathens. The heathens in this reference is to unbelievers. I remember one day going door to door and knocking on doors and inviting people to the Covenant Baptist Church. And I stopped at one house and I began having a conversation with a man. And I asked him if he was a Christian. And he said, "Of course I am. I'm not a heathen after all." Well, an unbeliever is one who doesn't accept Christ as their Savior. And in the word here is a heathen. But point number two, the truth resisted. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we know these words because we've talked on them on many occasions, beginning at verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. In the last days, perilous times shall come." I don't know how many people have suggested to me that we are indeed in the last times, and that these things are coming upon us, having a form of godliness, only when it suits them. And that's what we see often in today's society, is when it suits them that they'll be religious, but if the truth of the Word of God bothers them, well, then that was for another generation. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They resist it or defy it, oppose it, actually in combat against it. Such as the evolutionist, as those who desire to live immoral lives. They resist the truth. Point number three, the truth rejected. It's not only resisted, it is rejected. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll read verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. They have rejected it. They did not want to receive the truth. 1 Corinthians 16:22 says, if any man loved not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, or accursed. Now, we don't want to think about that, but the Lord says if they won't accept the truth, they are accursed. They will suffer the wrath of God. And so we have the truth declared. We have the truth resisted. We have the truth rejected. We even have the truth changed. Would you take your Bibles and turn to the book of Romans chapter 1? They have changed the truth. They don't like it, and so they have denied it. They don't like it, so they have changed it. It's much like today's TV programs and movies that change history to make their point in today's society. Let's begin reading, if you would, at verse 18. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness or suppress it. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They suppress it. They hold it back. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. They want to put God in a box. They want God to be something they can control instead of allowing God to control them. 1 Timothy 1:17, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Again to 1 Timothy. Well, I guess it wasn't. We were in 2 Timothy, weren't we? Well, at this time, to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 will begin at verse 12. So we have the truth changed. It's much easier to change the truth than to honor it, because sometimes it's inconvenient. Beginning at verse 12 now. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. I like that thought, that they do good. When we are in the truth, we will do good. So we have the truth declared, we have the truth resisted and rejected and changed, but thank God we have the truth believed. The truth believed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 once again, and we'll begin reading at verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. That's it, stand fast, and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. The truth believed. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. We find in John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd chapter, where it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. I say unto you, I am the door. Jesus, according to John 1, is the Word, and the Word is truth, and the only way to get to the Heavenly Father is through the door or through truth. And how important it is that we remember that truth is what is important. Number 6, the truth obeyed. 1 Peter chapter 1, the truth obeyed. Are we willing to obey the word of the Lord? Are we willing to trust the word of the Lord? Are we willing to accept it fully, 100%? 1 Peter chapter 1, we'll begin reading at verse 18. Familiar words. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you, obeying the truth. How very important it is that we remain faithful to the word of God. As we've received thoughts from different missionaries and from our home mission projects, we find that the word of God is being preached many times the same way you're receiving it today, but others through mailings and other ways. One missionary talked about going and standing outside of houses and at the window and talking to them via the phone and speaking the word of truth to them. But the word of God will never return void. It will do what the Lord desires of it. If you'd like to call us at any time and talk about spiritual needs, you know the phone number of the church, and my name is on the calendar, and it's available also. But if you have the desire to call to church, 586-731-3311. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your love. We thank you for the truth. And Lord, we are so glad that it's been provided for us. And Lord, we're glad that we can have our faith in you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.